It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas.
They like jet airplanes. Woo! They like long limousines. They like fine clothes.
On AM 930 WEOL.
Minutes left on this Monday edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Happy to have you along for the ride. Andy Bull Barch flying solo today, even though you do hear my tag team partner Matt Douglas giving you the news updates every half hour. Matt and I back together tomorrow for a one-hour extravaganza taking you into the Budweiser's From the Dugout show presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning. And at that point, you'll have Tim Alcorn and Matt Lodi down at Progressive Field previewing Game 2 of the Tribe and their three-game series with the Tampa Bay Rays. Of course, tonight, we've got the Scholastic Games of Lorain County presented by the Elyria Public Library System. And a little bit after 6 o'clock, we will have Game 1 in that aforementioned three-game set between the Tribe and Rays down at Progressive Field. 6:05 first pitch, Indians and Rays. You can catch it right here on AM 930 WEOL. Now it's time for one of our absolute favorite segments of the week. And it is sponsored by the Salty Seas Travel Agency. Make your stress-free vacation a reality. Want to know how you can do that? You can do it by calling Salty Seas Travel or visit their website, saltyseastravelagency.com. They make traveling very, very easy. I'll give you an example. If my buddy Al Harris wants to come over and head back to his hometown of Cleveland, and he's looking for the best way to get out of LAX and get into Cleveland Hopkins Airport, he would call Salty Seas Travel Agency and figure out the best path to come back here and visit his good buddy Bull. Al, how are you, my friend?
I'm fantastic, Bull. How are you doing?
Lovely. Lots to talk about, and I feel like we say that every single week we have you on. And
yep.
I want to begin this week by talking about what went on at the box office. Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, they would not surrender their throne, and I think we all kind of expected that. Snatched, the movie with Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn, came in second. But I think the surprise to me was The Legend of the Sword really failed to meet expectations coming in third. Why do you think that is?
I think a couple reasons. I think one is I don't think people are just that really interested in the story of King Arthur. There was a movie came out about 10 years ago directed by Antoine Fuqua, starring Clive Owen, that had the same, was about King Arthur as well, and that bombed. We've seen it with, like, Tarzan and a couple other intellectual properties that come out that they try and redo to see maybe if they have a new audience. John Carter from Mars is another one, and it just doesn't. I think there's certain intellectual properties or certain things they try and reboot that just people aren't interested in. And I think the other main reason was it just got destroyed by the critics as well. It was called boring, so it wasn't very good. And the third reason I see is maybe it's, well, I think some of it has to do with there wasn't really a big name drawn cast. I think Charlie Hunnam and Jude Law are good actors, and they do all right, but if they don't have the right material behind them, it's hard for them to generate a real box office. Not to mention that this is the second Guy Ritchie movie in a row that has not done well in the box office. Even though his last one, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., I really enjoyed, and it ended up, I thought it was a lot better than I thought it would be. It was one I didn't want to see in the theaters, I think for the same reason as this one, but that actually did pretty well with critics and ended up finding another life on home video. So, but this one just seemed kind of boring and just didn't have what it needed to vault. And I think the funny thing is, the more we do this and we look at the box office, it's kind of easy to forecast it. And I could have told you last week, I thought Guardians would have taken the week again. Snatched, just, I don't think Amy Schumer's as big of a name as people think she is. And even with Goldie Hawn's first film in 15 years, I thought maybe it would do a little bit of buzz, but it just bombed. And I think Guardians is going to have some competition for the next 2 weeks. I think Alien Covenant is going to do pretty well next week and should knock them out of the top perch. And then we'll see what Baywatch does in a couple weeks.
Again, we're talking with our Hollywood insider, Al Harris, here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, brought to you by Salty Seas Travel Agency. Al, I'm glad you actually touched on Snatch because, boy, if you were to ask me 4 or 5 years ago about Amy Schumer, I would say everybody's on board, and I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because of some of the things that she's said and done politically that's maybe shied people away, but doesn't seem like she's as popular a name as she once was. Her movies, I think, are all right. I haven't seen this one, but I've gotten mixed reviews on this. I talked to some folks who said it was funny, it was good. Then I talked to some others who said, boy, this thing was just downright awful. I'm not sure if you've seen it, but what have you heard about it?
Well, I actually did see it. I saw it last week. They did a Q&A with the producer and director that I was able to catch. And I really had no desire to see the movie. For a lot of the reasons you said, and I kind of went because it was a Q&A. I'm a big Paul Feig fan who produced it, also directed by Ghostbusters and Spy. So I was excited to see that. But I actually enjoyed the movie more than I thought I would. I don't think it was a good movie, but it was entertaining. I thought Goldie Hawn was very good in it. I'm not an Amy Schumer fan that much. I know she gets a lot of undue criticism, I think, because of her appearance and because of some of her family associations. But besides that, I thought she was fine in it. I thought Goldie Hawn was good. I thought there was some great supporting cast with Joan Cusack, Wanda Sykes, and Chris Maloney was hilarious, as always. So there were some aspects of the movie I really liked. Like I said, I didn't think it was a great movie, but it was fun. I don't think it's deserving of the, you know, the reviews it's getting right now, but that's just the nature of how things go at this point.
You teased Baywatch. That's coming up not this weekend, but the following weekend. Obviously, it's a kind of star-studded cast. What are you hearing about Baywatch? I mean, I've seen a number of different previews, and it looks okay, and it seems to me like that's the kind of movie that could clean up. How well do you think it'll do?
I think it'll do pretty well. I don't think it's going to be something that's going to destroy its first weekend. I think depending on the word of mouth, I haven't heard many reviews of it. What it feels like to me is it kind of looks like they're trying to do what 21 Jump Street did, which is take this kind of absurd source material and have some fun with it. It doesn't look like it's going to be as smartly written as 21 Jump Street was, which I thought was fantastic and did a great job with the material. But it looks like it's got the chemistry with Zac Efron and Dwayne Johnson, who I think are both pretty funny actors if they're allowed to do what they do, and it looks like it's going to. So I think the chemistry will be there. I think some of the jokes will be there. And it's one of those that I think will do like pretty well the first week, and then like maybe consistently for like a month or two do pretty good. And we'll see like what the reviews are. But I think it's going to do, I mean, it's got Efron and The Rock. The Rock's bringing people in no matter what. Central Intelligence did great. Every Fast and the Furious does amazing. And it's just, right now that guy is as good as you can get at the box office. So we'll see how Baywatch does.
Our Hollywood insider is Al Harris. He joined us now courtesy of Salty Seas Travel Agency. Al, want to talk about ABC's moves that were made last week. You know, they were able to renew two of my favorite shows, in Modern Family and The Goldbergs, for a couple more years, but they made a surprise move. They ended up canceling Scandal, which, you know, a lot of folks were pretty upset about because they thoroughly enjoyed it. Was that a surprise to you?
Not really, because they kind of put it on hiatus last year. They kind of pushed it back. They were playing games with it a little bit, and I guess the ratings really haven't grown. They've kind of stayed steady, and I think the budget of the show, along with everything else, just didn't in the ratings didn't allow them to keep putting the money into it as they were. So I wasn't too shocked by that. I'm really honestly not shocked at all about what the big the big five do anymore, or big four. Because it doesn't seem like they're doing the ratings as other entities are, especially now with streaming and all that. So I think pretty much the bottom line, if the ratings aren't great and it's a high-budgeted show, they're just going to do what they do and cancel it.
Well, speaking of the big four, I think it's time to talk about a trailer that was released a little bit earlier. It's a little spinoff of the X-Men called Gifted. Now, they released the trailer. It's going to be on Fox. Not sure if you've seen this trailer just yet. Looks pretty interesting, but I haven't really heard much buzz about this. What are you hearing out there about Gifted?
I haven't heard much either. I know the trailer got released today, and it got a lot of buzz, so it might boost the show up. I watched the trailer. To me, it doesn't seem wholly interesting. It, especially when you had something like Legion that came out earlier on FX that also used like some of the old X-Men people and told a very interesting and wholly original comic book story. I feel like it did have some flaws, but it was so interesting visually and original that I was okay to overlook the flaws. While this just looks like kind of another comic book retread that's not going to be anything totally different than what we've seen before. So I'm not totally excited about it, but we'll see how it does. But I was excited. There was another trailer released today that we had actually talked about on our first time I was on air with you. Glow, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Yes.
The trailer got released today, and it looks awesome. I'm super excited for that. Allison Brie looks great as the lead, and they have, being a big fan of his podcast, they have Marc Maron in a role as like the sleazy promoter of the show that I think is perfect for him. And it just looks like a lot of fun, a lot of fun, a lot of decadence with the time period, with the wrestling, with just the excess of the time. I'm very excited for that.
I'm excited for that also. I remember when you joined us. I think that was maybe the third or fourth show that we ever did. You had mentioned, hey, you got to take a look at this, and I think it comes out in about a month or so. It's going to be on Netflix, correct?
Yeah, June 23rd, all episodes will be released, and both of us have a very fond love for wrestling, so it really hits everything I'm looking for in a show, and like I said, it's created by the woman who did Orange is the New Black, Jenji Cohen, who I think is great, and I think she'll have a lot of fun with this material, so I'm very excited.
Awesome, partner. Well, we always appreciate you stopping by and giving us the 411 on what's going on in Hollywood. Lots of news at the end of last week spilling into the weekend, and we always enjoy your perspective on that, and we'll do it again next week.
All right, Bull. Sounds great.
Al, thanks, man. Always a pleasure.
All right.
Every time our Hollywood insider Al Harris joins us, it's brought to you by Salty Seas Travel Agency. Make your stress-free vacation a reality. You can do that by calling Salty Seas Travel or visit their website, saltyseastravelagency.com. That's saltyseastravelagency.com. Get a hold of Stephanie. She'll take care of everything and make sure that you get that stress-free vacation that you've been looking for.